All right, cool. So I wanted to come on here and talk because I was having a conversation with I was having a conversation with a client the other day, and she was telling me about how before she joined the program, she constantly would tell herself like, "Oh, I know what I need to do. I'm just not doing it." And her overall goal was weight loss. So she, has told herself, "Oh, I know what to do with weight loss. I know the habits that I need to implement, but I'm just not doing it." And, I've tried for years and years and years and months and months and months. And I've constantly just fallen off, and I can't seem to make any progress. And then, when I was talking to her, she was telling me about, this stuff that this phrase that she would tell herself all the time before she joined. And then we got to talking, and then, she ended up admitting that, she's 4 months into the program now, and she looks back on her saying that, "Oh, I know what I need to do, but I'm just not doing it." And she was like, "That's completely false. Like, I didn't know what to do. I thought I knew what I needed to do, but everything that we've implemented over these past 4 months that have helped her achieve success is totally different than what she would have done on her own." Which got me to, to thinking like, this is something I hear from so many people, whether it's, new clients coming into the program, that I begin to work with, or it's people who are just inquiring about the program and, maybe don't sign up at the time, or, even just like friends and family I talk to, like they have this goal of weight loss and they're really struggling and they've been trying constantly. And they just keep telling me that they know what to do, but they just aren't doing it. And I think a hard truth to realize, for a lot of people is that like you really don't know what to do. Like sure, you probably have heard the basics of how to eat healthy, right? You should have, plenty of fruits and vegetables, eat lean protein, whole grains, limit processed foods, try not to go out to eat as much, try to cook at home a little bit more, right? Like those are basics that you probably heard of, as far as how to eat healthy. And all of those things are great starting points. Like, don't get me wrong, those are all really good habits to have, and I think everyone should start to try to implement those habits into their life, and their habits that I try to work on myself. But that approach is not as detailed. Or it's not detailed enough to get you real predictable weight loss long term. And this is why, like, if you saw, I don't know, even know if the title of this live is showing up right now, but the title is The Pinata Method for Weight Loss. And this is what so many of you are probably like trying or probably falling into, which is not a good thing. Like, you don't want to be trying this pinata method for weight loss. So I'm going to kind of explain like what I even mean by this. So think of it like your journey and your attempts to lose weight as pretty much like trying to hit a pinata blindfolded. Sure, like you're supposed to swing the bat and try to hit the pinata, right? That's the objective. And this is comparable to just knowing the general direction on how to eat, quote unquote, healthy with your nutrition, right? It's kind of the same thing as all those basics I talked about: plenty of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, whole grains. Limiting processed foods, all those things give us the general direction of where to go for weight loss, which is the same as knowing, if you want to break a pinata, you need to swing the bat and hit the pinata, right? But just knowing that that's the objective, knowing that's the general direction, you still don't know exactly where to swing. Like sometimes you might get lucky and hit the pinata on the very first swing, right? AKA, this is the same as if you start eating healthy, start making better choices, following those very general guidelines that I talked about. And then, within the first week or two, you end up seeing the weight drop on the scale. So you're getting kind of lucky in ending up being successful with it because you know the general direction. But then the second or third swing comes, of you trying to hit that pinata. And maybe it ends up in two big misses. And this is similar to when maybe you've lost weight for the first 1 to 2 weeks following these very general guidelines. And, it's happened and you've seen success that way. But then after the first couple of weeks, you start doing those habits still, like you still continue those, still going in the general direction, but you end up missing the pinata, AKA you end up maybe not seeing weight loss in those next 2 weeks. So, and then, you know, there's another scenario where sometimes you don't even hit the pinata until your 10th swing. And this is similar to you trying multiple diets over and over, you trying to eat generally healthy over and over and over, and you keep falling off and all this stuff, and you keep trying general healthy eating habits, but it's just not working. And it's been maybe months, right? So that would be the equivalent of you trying to hit the pinata over and over and over, maybe 10 times, and still missing. And the thing with weight loss too, which makes it even harder than hitting a pinata, is the pinata isn't going to move unless somebody like purposely moves it, but it's not going to move, right? It's going to be in one spot. And you're going to be blindfolded, but it's not going to move from that position. But weight loss is even harder because the body adapts. So even when you do find that perfect swing, like let's say you try to hit the pinata five times, AKA you try, you know, making healthier choices. And then after the fifth week, you finally start to see some success on the scale. Your body is going to adapt to what you're doing. And then the position of that pinata is going to change. The position of the pinata is going to change. And then that is going to make it so you're less likely to hit that pinata again and see success. And the same thing happens with the body. The body adapts to what you give it after a period of time. And then, you know, you're not going to see the weight loss progress from there like you were before. And you could also think of it like this, like every time you hit the pinata, someone either moves it or maybe spins you around 10 more times. So even when you find that perfect swing to hit the pinata and start to break it open, so you start to see some weight loss on the scale, somebody then spins you around again. So then you have to try to find that general direction again. You have to find that perfect swing again. And you have to keep doing this over and over and over. You know, if you're somebody who you're just following these very vague general principles of, you know, trying to lose weight. And at this rate, if you keep trying this method, this pinata method, over and over and over, you're probably going to be here forever before you end up opening that pinata, because there's going to be so many swings that you take where you miss, or there's going to be so many swings that you take where maybe you hit it on the first attempt. And then because you hit it, the pinata was swinging and you didn't know because you were obviously blindfolded, and then you go to swing again and you just happen to just barely miss the pinata that 1 week or that one swing. And you think you need to change your direction, but you really don't have to. You just need to be consistent hitting that same spot or trying to hit that same spot. And that's similar to if you actually do see success 1 week, you know, trying to generally healthy. And then the next week you don't see success and you think it's a weight loss plateau and you think you need to change things up when you might actually not have to. You might have to just keep being consistent, but you change things up anyway. And then you kind of go off path then because you change things up too soon. Like I said, when you think it's a plateau, when it's really not one, it's just, you know, you're holding on to more water weight for whatever that reason, hormone fluctuations, maybe more sodium, whatever it is. So, if this is how, like, you know, so many people approach weight loss, or how you might be approaching a weight loss, how are the clients that I work with end up being so successful, right? How do we even like predict the amount of weight loss they're probably going to lose after, you know, a certain amount of weeks? And this is because while working with them, they're able to have very specific goals to hit each day that work for their body. Like, we know it's going to work for their body. So they're not just guessing. They're not just, oh, like I'll, you know, eat a healthy meal here, eat a healthy meal there. They're not just choosing generally healthy options, but have no idea like how many calories they're actually consuming, no idea how many grams of protein they're consuming. And by having these very specific detailed goals every single day for their specific body, I'm able to predict, or we are able to predict, how much weight they're going to lose or what, you know, progress they're going to see over a period of time. We're also able to predict and prevent plateaus from happening by learning their body, learning how it responds when we make very specific changes to their nutrition. And then also by using this three-phase, what I call fat loss cycling approach that, you know, we use with all of our clients here. So this is the power of having an experienced and knowledgeable coach by your side, is because you're not just like swinging blindfolded with this general direction to go, but not really sure if you're, you know, exactly in the right spot. With, you know, with our program, with having a coach, maybe it's not even me, maybe it's somebody else who knows exactly what they're doing, guiding people through this. You're able to essentially like rip that blindfold off and see exactly what you need to do day to day to see consistent and predictable results. And that's one of the biggest things that makes people fall off too, is their results are so sporadic and they're kind of like, they don't know if what they're doing is even right, because they have one day, you know, one day where their weight goes up, one day when their weight goes down, one day when their week goes up, or one week where their weight goes up, one week where their weight goes down. And they get in their head and they're like, okay, is this actually working or is it not? And they just aren't sure, because, you know, most people didn't go to school to be a dietitian. Most people don't spend hours and hours and hours every single week, you know, studying metabolism, how the body works, how fat loss works. And that's okay. Like, you know, most people didn't make this their career, so that you shouldn't expect to be an expert on this stuff, you know, your own. Think of anything else that you go and get help with, right? Like, we had some people come replace our air conditioner last week. If I was going to try to replace an air conditioner myself, I would have no idea what I'm doing. Also, like with cars, I'm terrible when it comes to cars. If there's something wrong with my car, I would not try to fix it myself, because I haven't spent the time studying, learning how that stuff actually works. And, you know, a lot of you haven't either, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, but it's just the reality. So to be frank, like so many of you, you probably just quote unquote think you know what you need to do, you know, eat healthy, plenty of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, probably have a general direction of, okay, those are good habits to have for weight loss, but you don't know the exact area to hit. And you don't know, you know, if that swing that you're taking is exactly where you should, you know, be swinging that bat. And every time you swing that bat and you miss, you end up getting discouraged, you end up getting frustrated, and you end up thinking, oh, what's the point, right? So I don't say and call you out or anything for like thinking you know what you need to do, but actually not, because, you know, I don't mean to say that to discourage you or to make you feel inferior anyway. But I say it out of love, because I want to see you win, and I want to see you win just like our clients are. I want you to see you win like other people who have been successful with this. I want to see you have success, and, you know, believing that you know what you need to do when you actually don't really know is stopping you from getting to that point of success. So I just thought this was a really nice conversation that I had with this client, because I thought it was very eye-opening to hear it from somebody from the other side, right? Somebody who previously always thought that they knew what they needed to do. And then once we start implementing this stuff, you know, they're like, oh, like I thought I had to eat way less calories than, you know, what you had me eating. I thought that was too much, right? But then we end up seeing fat loss eating that much. Or maybe they, you know, go through their first fat loss phase and we do these quote unquote diet breaks or these short maintenance periods for 1 to 2 weeks. And you're like, oh, I've never implemented that before. I didn't know that was so important for long-term weight loss success. Or maybe we start implementing, you know, a high calorie day every like 5 days or something to help with sticking with the plan, or to help with you know, keeping their energy levels high and things. You're like, oh, I never really thought to do that. And it's just all these different variables and tools that I've, you know, learned, or other, you know, really good coaches have learned in their tool belt, we have to implement. But, you know, so many people who think they know what they need to do have never even heard of this stuff. So, like I said, just wanted to kind of say this, because, like I said, I thought it was really important and cool to hear from the other side, from somebody who always thought that they, knew what they needed to do, but they just weren't doing it, and they thought that was holding them back, when really they were just implementing the wrong strategies the whole entire time. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope this was kind of eye-opening. Definitely like give this a like, or get, you know, comment below if, you know, you'd like me to do more lives on my public page every so often. Definitely, you know, open to doing it. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your Thursday. Stop swinging with the blindfold on. Rooting for you. So yeah, and if you ever need any individual help, you know, send me a DM anytime. And like I said, I will put the link to the Facebook group in the comments here, so you can join that to get all the free resources and free videos in there. So that's about it. I will see you guys in the next one.